Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the Millionaire Woman Show. Today, we're going to be talking about receiving feedback. And we receive feedback all around us every day. This is the world telling us about what's going on. You receive feedback when you step on the scale. You receive feedback when you pick up the phone. There's all types of feedback. Some is direct, some is indirect. But the thing that I want to talk about feedback is, you know, feedback can help us figure out if we're on the right track or the wrong track. And one of the quotes that really resonates with me when I think about feedback, it is by Thomas A. Edison. And it says, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work." So here's the thing. When you get feedback, you can adjust as you go. You can decide whether that feedback has validity and whether or not it's going to be something that you want to integrate into what you do on a regular basis. But the thing is, there's a lot of courses out there on how to deliver effective feedback, but there isn't a lot of information on receiving feedback. But I came across this book called Thanks for the Feedback, The Science and Art of Receiving Feedback Well, even if it's off base, unfair, poorly delivered, and frankly, you're not in the mood. And this is a New York Times bestseller by Douglas Stone and Sheila Heen. Very powerful. And they also are co-authors of a book called Difficult Conversations, which is another great read. But what I wanted to talk to you about feedback and receiving it is that there's three forms of feedback. There's appreciation, which everyone loves. It's the kudos, the praises, the high fives. Then there's coaching. Coaching is meant for improvement. And then there's evaluation. An evaluation is seen as judgment. So, you know, that's when people get kind of standoffish, because if the evaluation is good, they're like, oh, great, we're back to appreciation. But if they see the evaluation is bad, they feel like what they bring to the workplace or to the business front is not recognized and appreciated. So here's an example. There was a time when I was coaching someone, and what happened is they right away thought I was going to come from a place of evaluation and that they were going to be in trouble for something. And instead, I said, no. I'm here with the intention of coaching. So you really got us, we took a step back and I talked about the three types of feedback. And that my intent is coming from a place of being a coach. I'm here to help you improve, offer suggestions, but it's still at the end of the day, that person was the receiver of the feedback, and they got to decide whether or not they're going to accept that feedback or not. So it changed the whole tone of that conversation. Instead of that person thinking that I was making a judgment about their performance, we were able to further discuss how we're going to use this information to improve for the next time. So that's the thing. So if people, the giver and the receiver, are not on the same page, you'll start noticing tension, misunderstandings, and can lead to very difficult conversations. So if you ensure that your receiver is understanding what you're trying to deliver, if you are the one who's delivering that effective feedback, then it makes that information readily to absorb. And then you might be asking yourself, when is a good time to deliver that feedback? And things that you need to keep in mind is that not everybody likes to receive feedback publicly or to be coached in front of their peers. So one of the things that works very well is if you can step aside to go into a quiet area or private behind closed doors where you can have this conversation so that the person you're talking with can be very candid. And allow for that vulnerability, for that deeper conversation. You want to start off by, you know, listening to what the receiver hears from the feedback. So when you're delivering the feedback, you're going to, you know, remind them from what place are you coming? Are you coming from a place of appreciation, coaching, or evaluation? Once you make that clear, ask to make sure that the receiver knows that. And as the receiver, if you're unsure of where this feedback is coming from, you have your own responsibility of saying, hey, this is what I'm hearing. Are you meaning to coach me or are you trying to pass a judgment? Because what I'm hearing is this. This makes a huge difference in these conversations and could really avoid any misunderstandings. So think about how you receive feedback. And don't be afraid to offer feedback in reflection. And something Marshall Goldsmith talks about is feed forward. So feed forward is about, you know, offering suggestions and improvement of what can be done better next time. So one of the examples he likes to use is that if someone delivered a presentation in a meeting and they didn't do a very good job, people were nodding off, distracted, start playing on their phones, and it wasn't well received. So instead of telling the person that the meeting didn't go well, feed forward approach is talking about offering them suggestions of what they could do better the next time and having that open discussion. Because most of the time, if the person's self-aware, they're going to know that it didn't go well, especially if they read the room. Instead of reminding them and rehashing and making note of the obvious, let's talk about how we can make it better. So always focusing on the positive side and moving forward. So thinking about receiving feedback, think about how you've received feedback before. I, myself, have, when I was in the midst of reading this book, I had a family situation come up and I was like, man, why is this person telling me what to do? And I actually got a little bit defensive and a little bit upset with it. And as I was reading the book, I actually had taken a step away from that conversation and went away in quiet space to read this book. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. So even though that they said this, I didn't have to accept it, right? They're offering me feedback without knowing a whole context of the situation. They came in partway and didn't really think about it. But then when I took a step back and thought, are they trying to make a judgment of me? Or are they trying to offer some improvement? And I decided to take it as some improvement. So I thought, okay, I'm not going to let it bother me. And it was easier for me to let it go and move forward. Because I don't want to be holding grudges. And I hope that you don't either. Because these things hold us back from getting that success that we want. Because every time you see that person, you'll think of that situation. And all it becomes is a weight on your back that stops you from moving forward. And if you want to achieve success, you can't have grudges. You can't hold on to the past. You need to be able to move forward, learn the lessons that you need to, and see if there's valid information from what you receive. So I hope this helps you when you think about the feedback that you receive. Use it to your advantage. Is there some truth to the feedback that you're receiving? Is there something that you can do with it? Is there something you need to stop doing? Adjust your course as you go, and you, soon enough, will be on the right path to your success. Thanks for listening to the Millionaire Woman Show. make sure you go get the show notes at www.themillionairewoman.com and sign up for our newsletter so you don't miss out on all the great stuff. We have epic content and so much value for you. Again, it's www.themillionairewoman.com. Go out and